That's a tough act to follow. I didn't expect that, but it was great. Thank you, guys. Last time when I shared with you, that was so long ago, I shared with some of your older brother and sister, like Whitney. I really appreciate the opportunity today. And when I walk in here, sitting there, sang the song, that verse touches me. It says, a girl walking into worship, the teasing girl's laughter. No, he tries to face it, the face into the faces. But the teasing girl's laughter then carries farther than, carry farther than he, whatever. You can fill in the blank. You may not walk into the worship today, or like the dancing baby walk into the OCC. I was very nervous. Somebody gonna ask me to reject that. It may not happen today. May not happen so overtly. But when you walk into some place, most likely it's a lunchtime in Troy High School, or lunchtime in Adams High School. When you walk in, the first thing is not hungry. It's not food. Isn't it? Or is it? When you walk into lunch, recess, walk into lunch hall, at least from what I heard, the things people pay most attention to is not what the menus are today, but they knew anyway. The thing they most concern is who are there they can sit with. So when you walk into the lunch hall, you want it to face into the faces. When I walk into a congregation, when I walk into a conference, I was in a conference yesterday morning. There's about 40 people in the room. I was one of the speakers. I didn't know anybody. I was walking. I was nervous. I don't know how they liked me. I tried to find eye contact. It's very hard because with the Oriental face, with the last name T-S-U-I, how are you going to face into anybody? My last name is T-S-U-I. If you try to pronounce it, that'll make it more embarrassing for me. When I walk into a place, first thing this is my biological reaction. The first thing is I wanted to face into faces. When I taught at Oakland for 30 years, in the first few courses I taught, give out the test, when I grade it, return the test. You know, maybe the way I act then was the way your parent act to you. That is to encourage a student to give praises to those who score 100%, right? And say a few discouraging words for those who, you know, didn't make it, or just try to encourage them to do whatever. So did I. I walk in and return the test to them. Then I say, by the way, you know, there are a few guys score hundreds. Then I went out, Mr. So-and-so, would you please stand up? In my naive mind, Oriental background, I expect what? The guy said, hey, hooray, I am the one. Then the guy said, I didn't know what to mean, so he didn't show up. He didn't stand up. Then I just let it go. And at the end of class, the guy walked up and said, Professor Tsui, please, don't point me out when you return the exam. I said, why not? He said, they will blame me for scoring hundreds so that the curve is so high. Scoring 100, as I understand, is not as well accepted as cracking a joke. as telling people, I'm the cheerleader. I'm on the cheerleading. I'm on the, you know, I'm a jock. I'm a... Believe me, when I grew up, I tried so hard to be a jock. I tried so hard to crack jokes. I'm still practicing that. I don't think I made it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a pastor. I tried so hard. I mean, I play basketball. That's one thing saved me. When I was age 14, that was in Taiwan. I grew up in a rural school, and I was doing okay in the rural setting because I don't know why. But when I transferred to a urban, sophisticated high school, Alex, know the called the Sudha Fuzhong. When I walk in, boy, I don't understand what they're talking about. This is not a language barrier. They use different slang, different jargon. I'm a simple country boy walk in. I wanted to phase into phases. I couldn't find one phase which I can sit next to. That was tough here. It was so tough. But I play basketball. That saved me. I didn't know that. But that didn't save me entirely, just saved me for the phys ed class. When I come to phys ed class, when we play pick up basketball, at least I'm not the last one to be picked up on the team. Sitting there, oh, who's going to pick me? That saved me just for that class. But for other classes, I'm still an outcast. But what saved me? Just like the song you sang. Why aren't the church, or why aren't the Lord reaching out his hand? Why aren't our Lord reaching out to help us? Why aren't the church or the teacher teaches us the right way? Why isn't anybody helping me? In my case, there is one guy. He is 2 years senior to me. So he is not the king of the bus stop or the classroom. At least he's in group. He's in. He's very in. But this guy came to me. That's it. I didn't know why. I thought I had something to offer. He might wanted to form a club or whatever, clique or whatever. Then I realized nothing I can offer that he hadn't already got. He just reached out to me. Then, for about 4 or 5 months, he called me every Saturday night, say, hey, will you come to the youth group with me Sunday morning? Because what he did during the week, I went with him. Not because I'm so interested in going whatever youth group. I was in the youth group before. I didn't find that too different from the school. That was my experience. But because of this guy, I went with him. Then in the summer, he said, hey, there's a summer conference. You want to go with me? I said, are you going? Yes, I am. Okay, if you go, I go. Then I went. In that conference, I saw so many people like him. In that conference, the preacher preached on John chapter 10, verse 10. He said, the Lord came to give people life, a life abundant. Then he says, don't we all have life? Yes. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, right? But do you know what the meaning of abundant life is? The meaning of abundant life? Have cars? Money, prestige, play basketball? He said, no. No. That's not what it means. That means exactly what Pastor Brady read for today. You can set example in love, faith, lifestyle, and speech. You can have a life of love. You can have love, life of faith in time of rejection. That hits me. I'm still not in. I'm halfway in and out. I don't know where I am. Every time I go to every day I go to school, I have to figure out, am I in today or am I out there? Or am I somewhere cut in the middle? And I realize a lot of people, like only a few people, are so-called in. And also the group of in changes from semester to semester. Boy, this is a tough life to live. I'm telling you. It's still tough today. Your parent not having an easier time than you. I'm telling you. Just imagine with the last name at T-S-U-I, or K-O-N-G, or whatever. Try to get it in from General Motors. Those crack, when their colleague crack jokes, they have to be not to laugh. So, but in that conference, the speaker says, what you need is the few words I can show you. Let me hold the story here. Show, yeah. Don't let people look down on you. That's what we're, the encouragement from the Lord through Apostle Paul. When I sit in that room, when the speaker says, what we need is a life to show love, to show faith, to face in difficulty, face when we are ridiculed, face when we are pushed out when we want to get in. That's when we have faith. The faith is not just sitting here and saying, okay, I have wanted to have faith so I can go to Cancun. Many of you went there anyway. Or I can go to a swimming meet, or, you know, I can score A, I can go to U of M. You will go there, some of you. That doesn't take faith. It takes great, take good scores, take grades to get there. But there's no guarantee when you're in U of M, you will not run into difficulty. Because you're running into a bigger jock, a much smarter guys, and you know, so you have a tougher competition when you go to a better school. This is life. You always have to have faith when you are down, when you are out. The faith not for those who are in. The faith are for those who are out. And faith for those who are in, but soon he knows he's going to be out. So everybody needs faith. So that's why that will catch me. So there are several ways to read that. Don't let people look down on you. Can you see the difference between the first and two? The first? Second? Or the only thing is I changed the you to me, right? But anything different? Do you notice from the first two writing? Can someone tell me? Okay. That too. Can you tell me the difference? You don't? Yes, please. Yeah. What? Can you be more specific? People becomes what? Bigger. The first one. First one. People are smaller. Which one is bigger? Let. Right? Second one. Which is bigger? Let becomes almost unintelligible, right? So actually when we read this verse, it describes the situation we're in. When we walk into the room, we pay all the attention to what? People. But then secondly, the consequence is what? Look down on me. They don't have to say, Jack Tsui, I'm looking down on you. Nobody that dumb. They give you a look and you know. Right? They give you a body language, a word. You got it. Sometimes they don't even do anything. You got it. I don't know where you get it. Because the whole focus is on people look down on you. has nothing to do with you. Because we pay all the attention to people who look down. Okay, the third one. The next one. This is a guy, try to pump him up. Before he walk in the room, he say, I'm good. If you don't like me, tough with you. If you don't like me, this is your loss. I'm good. I'm okay. Pump him up, pump him up. So when he walk in the room, he walk out like an 800-pound gorilla. That is the surest trap for rejection. Because people may not reject him, but he set himself up to be rejected. So what is the solution? Next one. Okay, look down. The feeling, look down. Okay, I'll skip all this because I only have 15 more minutes. Okay, yeah, let's take it to D3. Basically, who's doing the look down? Both, basically, others are doing that all the time. Okay, let me go say a few words about look down. Look down basically means what? Means they think very little of you, right? Think very little of. Give very value to. Pay little attention to, right? First, think little of. Give little value. Then pay little attention. Have you noticed? If somebody does that to you, it has nothing to do with you. Because that's what he thinks. Same time say? Being tall in today's American society with all the sports crazy around, being tall is a plus. And especially if you're athletically coordinated, that's a huge plus. Right? Agree? But in my day, being tall is a clumsy. It's all cast. It's nothing to do with being good. So when I was 14 or 16, I grew about, I don't know, like every year. When I get on the public transportation, when you want to get off the transportation, you have to say, I want to get out, otherwise the bus is going to pass you by. So when, many times I was on the bus, when I want to get off, I was so nervous. I want to, you know, I don't want to be picked up. So I don't want to say anything. I just follow. I just pray, God, if somebody want to get out, I get out with him or her. Because why? Because I'm too tall. So when people look down, it has nothing to do with you. Have you noticed that? If you can look, can get hold of that, then you're halfway out. You have it out from the ridicule. It has nothing to do with you. So, okay, I did it to others. Have we ever looked down on others? No? Thank God for you. How about your liars? We have. Especially when you did good on something. You looked down on those people. So when people look down at you, just turn the table and say, that helps me to not look down on others because the feeling of being looked down is not good, it's terrible. That helps the Christian like us. But finally, the worst can happen is when you look down on yourself. Because you say, the way I view myself is how they view me. If they think I'm too tall, I am too tall. If they think I'm too short, believe me, when I play basketball at OU, as a professor, I play with pickup basketball, I'm not the tallest. I'm the shortest. Because only those basketball, you know, good at basketball go play basketball. So I was too short. If you really believe you are what they think you are, then you are in for a huge trap. And this trap is yourself. Nobody can get you out. Okay, let me have 10 minutes, say the solution. What can I do? You can't stop people from looking you down. I did so many times. If you look me down, let's meet 4 o'clock behind the gym. Okay, he's a little, if he's too tall, I wouldn't say that. I only pick on someone like him. You. If for him, I said, I just swallow it. You can't stop. We spend all our life stopping people. Girls, I've never been female. I don't know. But I can sense the female has the sensitivity which is different from the male. I don't know. I know from watching the public media, being beautiful is a huge plus. But the trouble is, who defines what is being beautiful? There's a guy, there's a girl, Lohan, right? What's her name? Lindsay Lohan. You think she's beautiful? Oh, don't answer. I don't want to create another looking down on people. At least the media thinks she is. But she has to take drugs. Alcohol. I don't know why. If the last person on the earth should take drugs to calm her emotion, that's her, given the media attention. But she, I don't know. I hope she doesn't think she's not beautiful enough, because there's always another beautiful blonde will say, I think she's ugly. Because being beautiful is huge. Also, being more beautiful is bigger. When Lindsay Lohan and another celebrity like her in the room, boy, the celestial fight starts. A huge fight. This is the world, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in. We're trying to stop. The only thing is to stop ourselves from looking down on myself. And the third one, not to accept people looking down on me. Now, I have 7 minutes. Let's look at the final. Okay, so the Bible is full of wisdom. The way to stop myself, the way to not accepting people looking me down, is not telling yourself in the mirror every day in the morning, I'm not going to accept. No, you're not going to change yourself. It's this hymn we sang today from inside. Something must happen from inside, otherwise nothing you can do about it. Set an example, making a difference. The apostle says, the example for the believer in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and purity. It goes just probably the reverse order. You got to have example of love and faith. From where? From Jesus Christ. The love and faith. It's not from yourself. Once you know Jesus loves you, not in vacuum. In my case, through that, my classmate, 2 years senior to me, he showed his favor to me for no reason. That sends a clear signal that this is love, which I never had before. I only had that from my parents. But my parents usually have a, you know, string attached. I do this and do that. Because you got to go to certain school. You got to perform certain things. Otherwise, I'm guilty of that. Okay? I did that too. Which is wrong. I said, why don't they do that? Because we are sinners. Only from Jesus Christ, when we have love, we can give love. You don't have love until you receive love first. Either from Jesus Christ, or from your parent, or from, like in my case, a person, Christian, who showed it to me. Then the self-worth. Why I can reject or stop people or not internalize all the look down they put on me? How and why? Because I have a different lifestyle. I know they look down on me not because me, it's because my lifestyle is different from them. If I don't have a firm grip on this is the way I want to live, no matter how you say it. If you don't have that, you don't have nothing. So the youth group here provide a social environment so you can make friends. Definitely. But more importantly, they give you a lifestyle pattern that can hold on for the rest of your life. If you don't have that, I don't care if you're president of the United States, you're a huge problem. Think about Bill Clinton. What kind of pressure he was under throughout his growing up and the presidency. You don't want to be like him. You know, you really don't. You want to be someone who are confident, not because I'm smart, not because I'm tall. Because when you run into somebody who thinks tall is a liability, you're in a huge problem. You run into a group who thinks being smart is a nerd, you're in a huge problem. The only way out is my 60 years of living experience. If I hold on to what Jesus Christ told me in the scripture, I truly believe being pure is good. I truly believe have faith in difficulty. I truly believe humility in those affluence or whatever situation. I believe those things. When I believe those things, when they look down on me, I say, so be it. I will not retaliate because we're just different, so-called different group of people. I don't even want to change them. Finally, speech and attitude. That's reserved for others. When we became a Christian, just like the skit show, when people come to OCC with a shirt, no name brand, no logo, or with name brand logo in Mercedes, we should treat them the same. Start with from you. Next time you wear a shirt, logo, no logo, what kind of style? It's tough. I'm telling you, the struggle, the battle is not won here. It's won when you go out here. You go to school tomorrow. If I were you, I would pray. I would ask my parents to pray for me. When people look down on me, because my hairstyle, my last name, I'm too tall, I don't have a logo, you know, I'm not on cheering team, I'm not a jock, I'm not with this, I'm not that. Or I'm this, because I am this and this, that. That's where the battle is. You practice it. You pray to the Lord to say, Lord, help me. Because you are with me. I'm not alone. Lord, you're with me. So, I will prevail. I will not yield myself to the criticism just because I'm different. Try that prayer. God would like to help you only if you believe Him. You hold on to your help. Then, when you come here, all of a sudden you find, boy, we have a dozen of like-minded people here. We all hold on to Jesus Christ. All of a sudden you find that's real. More real than your law. That's what the purpose of the youth group is. Let's have a prayer. Father, we pray that you will show your love toward us because you choose to leave the heaven of heaven and come down to earth to be the son of the carpenter, which is out in that society. And you look out to those who are outcast, rejected, and you try to teach to those who think they are in to have humility, to submit to the truth and life. So you came to save us. You're willing to sacrifice your own life so that we can trust in you, receive the new life, which is pure and loving and faithful, so that we can live a new life every day in the midst of this fallen world. Lord, give us the attitude that not look down on them, the attitude of sympathy. Give us the inner strength to withstand the ridicule, to look down. In that moment, we know we are truly the Son of Christ, Son of God. And follower of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us. Men's words are so limited. And I pray that the Holy Spirit touches people's heart here. Help each and every one here to have a new beginning. Realizing, Lord, you are with us. The Holy Spirit is in us. And we have the same belief. We hold on to a different lifestyle, so that we have a different attitude. We always respect, accept people. Even sometimes we have problems. But we pray that you help us. Give us your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.